That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 to 10 on Raven. Raven is still on vacation. I am...
You're speechless.
Yeah, all right. So here's the thing. Friday night, I was out to dinner at one of our favorite Mexican restaurants. Mm-hmm. And I look over my shoulder and there are three women, relatively young women, I would say in their 20s. And they're all knitting at the table while they drink their margaritas. Now, I don't like to judge.
Wait,
they're... Yeah, knitting. Straight up crocheting. Knitting.
But why?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. And here's me in my head after having a margarita. I go, stop it. Everyone likes what they want. If they want to go out to dinner and they want to knit, like, that's the, at least they're not on their phones. I'm trying to rationalize.
There you go.
Like,
that's a fair.
Human. And then I go, no, this isn't all I need to know about you. If you go out to dinner with your friends, instead of being on your phones or anything, you're just knitting. That's all I need to know about you. Like, let's be honest.
We've made scarves for everyone in the restaurant.
Exactly.
That'd be awesome.
And I looked over and I couldn't stop staring. And I was like, Anna, stop it. This is so embarrassing. But it's weird. But then I come in this morning and I have my notes and it's like, all I need to know about you, the women that are knitting, which I knew I would not forget because they were knitting. And okay,
I've never seen that before in my life, but that's fine. Yes,
and then
exactly.
I look at our prep, the stuff that they send us, and it says that Finland hosted their first ever heavy metal knitting competition over the weekend, and competitors knit and thrash on stage in front of bands playing heavy metal.
Okay,
here they are talking about it.
Oh, it's a great release. It's great. It is. It's really, yes. Knitting is such a meditative kind of activity, but now it's energetic and it's heart pumping.
All these people are now deaf because they've been standing next to heavy metal speakers for 3 hours.
While they're knitting. And now I'm wondering, am I the one that's out of the loop?
Maybe.
Was I supposed to be knitting at the Mexican restaurant while I drink my margaritas with my friends?
Well, here's what we got to do. Expense a trip to Finland. Get
right.
The company to pay for it. And we'll go knit on stage.
I think we all know that'll never happen.
Well, one can dream.
All right. That's all I need to know about you, I guess. I don't even know what just happened, but that's the long and short of it. Go ahead, producer Christian.
If you still think it's a good idea to do the running of the bulls, that's all I need to know about you. This is the dumbest thing in the history of human civilization that people willingly use themselves as targets for gigantic animals.
So weird.
Every
right?
single day, there's a new article. Oh, this person was attacked by a bull. No, no, no. They were not attacked by the bull. They were run over by the bull.
Yeah.
Because they decided to put themselves in the harm's way. If you still do this, that is all I need to know about you. Never, ever, 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 ever run in front of a bull. It's not a good idea.
I always look, too. I'm like, how many people were gored today?
Right, exactly.
Like, it's like I'm almost entertained by it. I'm like, well, you asked for it.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for those people.
No, not
like,
at all.
You chose to do that, so that's what's going to happen.
You mess with the bull, you get the horns. Come on.
See what you did there?
Classic.
You've been waiting on that all morning.
So I was so excited.
I know.
I was so excited.
Dude, you did it. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. You ready for my unpopular opinion?
Okay. I'm ready.
This Amazon Prime Day is fake.
What?
100% fake.
How dare you?
Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Raven's out. So let's start with their endorsers. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Hey, I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Hi, guys. I'm Kristen Bell.
Hello, I'm Zach Brown.
Hey, everyone. It's JoJo Siwa here.
Hey, guys. I'm Hillary Duff.
What's up? I'm Jaden Smith.
Let me ask you a question.
Kay.
When you're trying to get a roundup of all the people you think are going to influence, others to go to your site and buy stuff.
Right.
You're like... It's like Bezos was drunk. He's like, get me one Mark Wahlberg. Who's the girl with the bones?
JoJo Siwa,
that girl. She does everything,
He spun a wheel and literally just closed his eyes and threw a dart and
right.
was like, oh, Jaden Smith.
Right. Jaden Smith, yeah.
I guess he's doing nothing.
Definitely care about Jaden Smith.
Care what he has to say.
And then it's like these people didn't even know what they were endorsing.
I am a Prime member. I am an avid Amazon shopper.
Mm-hmm. My Prime membership... expedited shipping is free.
I'm so proud to partner with Amazon on Prime Day.
I'm so excited to collect this check so that you can go and buy things for a dollar off, things you don't actually need.
Right. In other words, cha-ching!
Exactly. All right. So I'm looking at some of these things that are available right now for sale on Amazon Prime Day so you can get the massive deal.
Uh-huh.
Let's start with the SpongeBob Best 200 Episodes Ever.
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
I'd buy that.
You want that?
That is the show of my childhood, so absolutely.
It's $68.99.
Okay, maybe I'm not going to buy that.
It's going to save you $20. But let me ask you, who actually wants that or needs that?
That's a great question. I think me, but I don't know for that price. Probably maybe $20 would be my price.
Get stranger.
Okay.
They're having a lightning deal right now as we speak.
Ooh.
For a cat necklace. Now, first of all, I was offended for the fact that it said a cat necklace for girls, teens, and women, as if men don't like cats or wear cat necklaces.
That's a dangerous line that you're threading, Amazon. Come on now.
But here's the thing. If you put lightning deal in front of something, right? You expect it to be a massive discount. Like, we're handing out cat necklaces.
Right. Completely for free.
To all the women, not the men. But no.
Oh.
This cat necklace is $22.94. Savings,
oh my God.
$4.05.
What is the cat necklace made out of? Gold?
Well,
pure catnip?
It's cat.
What
made
is
out
that?
Of cat fur.
Cat.
And then how about this? Tai Cheng DVD workout DVDs on special right now.
Great.
Because that's what you're looking for this morning.
Yeah.
When you go on, you're like, you know, where are those Tai Cheng? Not even Tai Chi. Tai Cheng. It's like the rip-off beach body version. Of the DVDs.
Wow, I've never heard of Touch.
And it's a massive sale because they're on sale right now for $33.95, saving you $38.85 because nobody in their right mind would pay $70 for Tai Cheng DVDs,
I'm
right?
Completely on your side now. I think this is a huge waste of time.
It's every year. I get all pumped up for it, and then here it comes, and it's all 100% fake. You know what I did look at?
What's that?
The things that I do buy. Pampers, ironically not on sale. Formula? Nope. The wipes that I need for my poor little baby? No, those all seem to be regular price. But you know what? I can save $9 right now on pure magnesium oil. So good.
What does that do?
Yeah, enjoy your Prime Day.
Oh, no.
Thank you, JoJo Siwa. Producer Christian, if I asked you what is the biggest tourist trap in Connecticut, what would you say?
I wouldn't even know. Right. I have no idea.
Mm. I was thinking about that, too. I'm like, I don't know. Star 99.9 in Santa and Raven. Raven is out. I was thinking about this the other day because they released a list of biggest tourist traps in each state.
Right.
And I was so curious, like you, to see what they said Connecticut's was because I don't really know if we have them. Like,
right.
The things that we boast, we have our beautiful casinos, and they're great.
They live up to expectations.
Yeah, exactly. Our beaches are nice. Like, okay, maybe a little bit overrated, I'll be honest.
Sure, you know, the water's not clear.
The water's kind of gross.
Listen,
it's Long Island Sound.
We're doing the best we can with
right.
what we've got.
maybe that, but I'm like, what is a tourist trap? Our amusement parks are a good time.
Right.
So let's first go through the other states, because I'll tell you what they did say. I was very confused.
Okay.
Georgia, the Lunchbox Museum. That makes sense, okay?
Wow.
Nobody
Thrilling.
Wants to know that. Yeah. Maryland has a museum that's completely dedicated to art made by peeps.
Like food?
The little chicks that are made of marshmallows.
Right. I don't like peeps, and I wouldn't like that.
Massachusetts has a plumbing museum that talks about the history of plumbing and sanitation.
Does it also cost you $600 to get in for an hour?
Probably.
I love plumbers.
New York, not for nothing, but the ring at Rockefeller Center, that's not a tourist
what?
Trap. That's like a legit place to go. What are they?
I went there for New Year's Eve.
Right. Like, what are you talking about?
It was awesome.
Yeah. The Full House in California. I get that. You go there and you're vastly like underimpressed. You're
right.
Unimpressed with the whole thing. But ready for Connecticut?
Okay.
The biggest tourist trap in Connecticut, according to this article.
Uh-huh.
Holy Land USA in Waterbury.
I don't know what that is.
The reason why you don't know what that is because it's been closed for a long time. It opened in 1955. It was open for 30 years before it went under. And it's an amusement park that existed that was dedicated to God. That's a real thing.
That sounds like the premise of a horror story. Seriously.
I've been talking about this over the last week because I'm really fascinated by it. Because I did a lot of research, and they keep saying that they want to redo it and they want to reopen it.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the pictures, and I guess like it's a place that people go now, like to go look for ghosts and things like that.
Well, I mean, that's a pretty good place to start, I guess. Theme park based on God.
Well, I just like what was at Holy Land USA? Please call me, 1-800-330-9999. If you ever went to Holy Land USA, like, do they have rides? Was it like Carousel of God? Like,
There's a lot of things I'm thinking right now, and none of them are going to, you know, get me into heaven.
Like, wine and fish is what they served.
Just bread. Everybody breaks bread.
I, I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. The fact that this amusement park existed in Connecticut and was open for 30 years is crazy to me.
I've never heard of it before in my life.
And if you go there now, do they let you just wander the grounds like an abandoned amusement park or not? Give me a call. 1-800-330 if you know any 9999 if you know anything about it. I'm just so curious. An article was written about the biggest tourist traps in each state, so of course I had to see what Connecticut's was, because that's like the first thing you do.
Of course.
Yeah, Star 99.9, Santa and Raven. And I was shocked when I saw that our biggest tourist trap here in the state of Connecticut is Holy Land USA in Waterbury. What? So I did a little bit of research, and I found out that Holy Land USA has been closed for a long time. It opened in 1955. It was open for 30 years. And it was an amusement park dedicated to God.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
Now, I'm fascinated by this because I haven't really heard a whole lot about it. And the fact that people still go to visit it. And I want to know, what do you know about Holy Land USA? 1-800-330-9999. Santa and Raven.
I live in Waterbury, and I've never heard that that was an amusement park. I mean, you can go up there now, and there's nothing. It's just, like, statues and a cross. That's it. That overlooks, like, our mall. Like, it's nothing.
It's just ruins now, because it's Holy Land USA. Just ruins. This is creepy. Anna and Raven, what do you know about Holy Land USA?
So, I've been up there with a few friends probably 2 years ago. You have to hike behind the parking lot to get up there. And actually, when we did go up there, it's owned by a church now, and they're redoing the entire thing.
So are they going to reopen the God Amusement Park, Holy Land USA?
I think they're reopening it for tourists, but not for any kind of ride.
All right. Thank you so much for the call. I appreciate it. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What do you know about Holy Land USA?
Not a heck of a lot. So back in the 70s, when I was a wee child, this Italian family, that's where we went on a Sunday afternoon. There was no rides there. It was just kind of a, holy religious statues. And there was one thing that freaked me out as a child. It was kind of like a catacomb. So we would go down under. So it really kind of depicted some type of, historical religion thing. But honestly, you do need to do the research because they did try to resurrect it again and they reopened it. But no rides for sure.
Huh. Well, they should definitely have rides. And, like, I mean, what kid wants to go check out the catacombs and there's not even a single scrambler ride or monkey cages?
No. For sure. No. I mean, unless it was in the 50s and the 60s that at one point they had it, but I seriously doubt it.
Am I the only one that's fascinated by this? Anna and Raven, what do you know about Holy Land USA?
It's basically just a huge blighted cross net. That's the one thing they renovated. Everything else is just nothing. There's nothing there.
Like a lit up cross, like Christmas?
Yeah, and like there's actually like an old railway, like little, like for little cars that go to Little People's Village. If you look that up, that's creepy.
What? There's a tram that goes from Little People Village
that's
to Holy Land USA?
Just terrifying. Just adding more to the terrifyingness.
Producer Christian, what have you learned about Holy Land USA?
So they have started to reopen some of it. They're doing a lot of work to make sure it gets back to its former glory. There's no rides, like the listeners said. It's mainly just a spot for, like, religious facts and religious, like,
depictions. Who named
it
Holy Land USA?
It was a guy named John Greco.
Okay.
He was the guy who basically put all of his time and effort into that. And him, and he was the one who basically spearheaded this whole operation.
Because I'm thinking like a mini Vatican with roller coasters, a vineyard so you could have all the wine, maybe a bakery with all the different breads.
Probably not. No. Don't think that happened, but there's none of that. It is kind of creepy, though, for some of the photos. And on Facebook, a lot of people care. 18,000 people care about that. Just their one page.
Who thinks we need to take a road trip to Holy Land USA and do some investigation?
Let's do it.
I feel like we're doing that this week. Yep.
Oh my God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Tia and Derek are joining us together this morning. Tia, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband has been, he's been training with the same trainer for years, and he recently decided he didn't want to train with the same guy anymore, so he's going to a new gym. And rather than just, like, break up with his old trainer, he decides that he's going to basically string him along.
What do you mean by string him along?
Oh, he just says, like, oh, I'm going to cancel my session. I'm too busy at work. He won't just be upfront. He won't just say, like, I am working out with someone else now, or I'm not going to train with you anymore.
Derek, what, you plan on just keep telling your old trainer that you're busy?
Yeah, my trainer that I pay, you mean? The trainer that I've paid for years? The trainer that works for me? Yeah, I think it's okay if I decide to cancel sometimes.
Right, but you're canceling forever, right? If you're going to a new gym and a new trainer?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm checking out a new gym. You know, maybe down the line I want to go back to my old trainer, and I think that's okay. I think it's all right for me to, you know, I don't want to work with him right now. I don't think I should have to tell him anything.
I mean, I kind of see both your points. It's like when you break up with your hairdresser, you have to, like, let them know that you're not going to go there anymore, but you don't really want to because it's an uncomfortable situation and conversation to have. How long have you worked out with him?
I mean, it's been 4.5 years, but, like, you
know,
it's
a long time.
It's been a long time, but it's not like he's a good buddy of mine. It's not like we hang out socially. You know, at the end of the day, he works for me, and he's a nice guy, and I'm not, you know, if this...
He doesn't work for you if you're not paying him because you're canceling sessions.
Okay, so hold on. How many times a week do you normally work with him, or how many times a month, I guess? How often?
Well, I try to work out with him at least one time a week, but sometimes it's two.
Once or twice a week, you see the same guy for 4.5 years, and you don't want to come up front and say, hey, I'm not going to work out with you anymore?
I just, you know, let me be honest with you guys. I tried that before. I've tried to tell him that I want to, you know, take a break or look out, and he makes me feel really guilty about it. He makes me feel guilty about my body, about my work ethic, and frankly, I don't need that from somebody I pay.
Yeah, then just cut him loose. Like, just break up with him, move on.
All right, well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And, Derek, they may agree with you that, you know, he works for you. You don't need to give him an explanation on why all of a sudden you are blowing off sessions. Just keep canceling, and eventually he'll get the hint. But they
exactly.
May see Tia's point, too, that there's some kind of responsibility for you to say to him, hey, I'm going to take a break for a little bit. Thanks so much. And giving him a heads up. It's, like, the right thing to do. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah. We've thought enough about this. We're down the list.
All right. 1-800-330-9999. It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9. Whose side are you on? We're in the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Derek wants to break up with his trainer, but he says he doesn't need to actually tell him, like, hey, I'm not working out with you anymore. He's like, he just keeps canceling his sessions. His wife is saying, you can't do that. You need to let him know that you don't want to train with him anymore. He's like, no, it's going to be uncomfortable. I've tried to bring it up to him. He, like, says that I'm not being ethical to my workload and my exercise, and I don't want to do it. What do you think? Is he behaving? Does he really need to break up with him, or can he just cancel his sessions and move on? 1-800-330-9999. Anna Raven.
Anna, I'm on the wife side. Is he serious? If you have a situation where you have someone that you have been dealing with for 4 years and you can't tell them that you're no longer interested or you want to deal with them or it's not working for you, but you have to come up, you have to say it. This person is counting on this money.
Right.
It is so unfair for you to think that you're paying someone who you're not even paying. It's not as though you've given up the money and you're going, okay, well, I'll figure it out. No, you're not doing that. You're only paying for visits that you have with this person or training that you're actually getting, and that person is making time in their calendar and schedule for you. He's wrong. Serious.
You want to chime in too? Call us 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. It's never uncomfortable breaking up with people. I'm not talking about relationships. I'm talking about professional people. Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. We're on the Honda of Westport Couples Court. Oh, you know what I'm talking about, like when you switch hairdressers or you stop going to your nail salon. Now, the thing is, do you really need to break up with these people? Because Derek says no. He's been working out with his trainer once or twice a week for the last 4 years. He says he's kind of had it with him. But he just keeps canceling his sessions and he's not really outright coming out and saying, hey, listen, I'm not going to come to you anymore. And his wife, Tia, says, that's enough. Break up with him. Clean slate. He's like, no, I tried that. And he kind of pressures me. So I'm just going to blow him off and ghost. Is he being unreasonable? 1-800-330-9999. Dan on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, good morning. I'm on the wife's side. The husband's acting like a big baby about this. You know, as a decent human being, after all this time, he needs to tell the the instructor that he's just going to take a break and he's not going to work out anymore for the foreseeable future. I don't think he owes him a detailed explanation, but this guy probably relies on him for an income. And if he just keeps booking and canceling, that's very rude. He needs to let the guy free up and have time for other people that want to work out with him.
I like that you used the word baby because that was the first word that popped into my head when I started talking to him. It's like, you're acting like a baby. Like, you just need to man up and do it. Yeah. Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
So I'm on the wife's side. I'm actually a musician myself. And, you know, while the industries are different, you schedule a client for the week. And if you have someone that's been with you for a while, the trainer's probably holding his time, which means that he actually has the potential to schedule someone else to make money. And he's not able to do that. And, you know, it's hard when you are making your money off of, you know, scheduling appointments as opposed to, you know, a standard job where you have an employer.
Right. It's true. Thank you so much for the call. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I am on Derek's wife's side. I think it's important to keep in mind, putting all personal feelings aside, of what the trainer would think about Derek and his work life and his commitment. I think what's most important is that if he's not going to take the spot with Derek, that spot needs to be filled for his, you know, professional life. Say that he can't go anymore so Derek can move on and keep filling that slot for his training.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Tia, our audience agreed with you. Derek, just man up.
Ugh.
Tell the guy, hey, listen, it's been a great run. Thank you, but I'm going to take a break for a little bit, and then you never come back, and that's the end of it.
I mean,
I love it.
I don't agree with your audience at all, but I like, maybe I'm wrong.
We said
here.
We
maybe
do whatever they said.
We did say that. Okay, I'll call them. I'll call them when we're done here. I'll let them know.
All right. Maybe a text. It'll be a little bit less awkward. I mean, I don't think it's right, but at least it's like kind of a middle ground a little bit.
That's fair enough. But I think I'll give him a call. I think I owe him that much.
I think so, too. I'm glad you said that. If anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com. Girls, you proud of yourselves? Star 99.9, it's Anna and Raven. Go ahead, tell them who you are.
We are the Stanford Stars.
We are an 8-and-under girls softball team in Stanford, Connecticut.
We just won Connecticut State Championship.
We are going to the World Series in Jensen Beach, Florida.
Our coaches have been working really hard with us to help us win.
We are fundraising to help pay for our trip, and we have a GoFundMe page.
Thank you, everyone, for your support.
I got a whole bunch of the girls here. Girls, you excited?
Yeah!
All right. Kristen Malazzi is one of the Stanford Stars softball coaches. Kristen, this has to be exciting, right?
Super exciting.
When you started the season with these girls, did you ever think, like, we were going all the way?
Well, the girls wanted to go all the way, mm-hmm. and they worked hard to get there. So, yes, we were anticipating going, but they worked really hard to get there, and now we're going.
Now, here's the whole thing, is that to send all these girls down to Florida, it gets expensive, and that's why you're joining us, because there is a GoFundMe page, and I'm going to put it up on our website at star999.com and on our Facebook page. You can search Anna and Raven. Sophie, is there anything special that you do before a game for good luck?
I have this special coin.
You flip a coin before the game, or do you like shove it in your socks?
I flip it.
Probably better. Who wants to deal with a stinky coin after it's been in your sock? Layla, do you have any plans for the heat when you get down to Florida? Because it's really hot down there.
I plan on drinking like lots of water, mm-hmm. and tying my hair back a lot.
Seems like a good plan.
Yeah.
Good. Sophia, how do you think you're going to play down there?
Good.
Good. Yeah? Mm-hmm. What position do you play?
I play third base.
And is there a lot of pressure playing third base, or do you think it's a pretty easy position?
There's a little bit of pressure, but I like playing third base.
Nice. The Stanford Stars, 8-and-under. Yep, these girls are softball players, and they're going to the World Series in Florida. Charlotte, did you ever think you were going to be going to the World Series?
No.
What did you think about when you won that game and you said you're going down to Florida to compete?
I was really happy, and I thought that I was really proud of my team and me.
I bet your parents are really proud of your team, too. Maya, do you have, like, a strategy or something specific that you're going to do when you get to Florida to ensure that you win?
I'm going to play, like, better than I do, like,
like when I play home team.
Right, because this is the big leagues. You got to play against all these awesome teams from across the country. You got to play the best you've ever had before.
Yeah.
Leo, what position do you play?
I play second.
Do you ever feel bad when you get a girl out, or are you like, nope, that's my job, is to get you out?
I say, nope, that's my job.
I like the competitive spirit that you have. Emma, do you ever get nervous playing right field that a ball is going to come and hit you in the head? Because I would be afraid of that all the time.
No.
Has it ever happened before?
No.
Well, that's good. And do you catch all the balls that come near you?
Yes.
Perfect. Today's Stanford Stars, tomorrow, New York Yankees. You guys have a cheer for us?
Yes.
Go for it.
We are the stars, the star rumble. If you can hear us, we'll get louder. Star rumble.
Last time.
We are the stars, the star rumble. If you can hear us, we'll get louder. Star rumble.
Woo! Nice job, guys. All right, congratulations, and you make sure you bring home that world champion for us, okay?
Okay.
If you want to support the Stanford Stars, head to our Facebook page, search Anna and Raven.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I am the smartest man alive!
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
That Hansel's so hot right now.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Get to the chopper!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Kristen, can you please ask producer Christian to leave the room?
Mr. Christian, will you please leave the room?
Good luck, Kristen.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, Christian's out in the hallway. He can't hear us when that door closes. There we go. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Christian. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, remember, Raven's back tomorrow, so this is your last chance to take him down and get that gift card. Number one.
All right.
Metallica has re-released a children's book called The ABCs of Metallica. E.B. White wrote what children's book about a pig and a spider?
Charlotte's Web.
Number two, Jeff Bezos binge-watched Netflix's Stranger Things in one day. Eleven's favorite snack choice is a famous type of Kellogg's frozen waffle. What is it?
Bezos.
Number three, Diane Keaton revealed that she hasn't dated in 35 years. Name one other leading lady in the First Wives Club.
Bette Midler.
Number four, Kelly Clarkson urged Taylor Swift to re-record her old songs over the ownership drama with Scooter Braun. This actor screamed, "Kelly Clarkson!" in the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin. What actor was it?
Steve Carell.
And number five, Beyonce hitting all the red carpets for The Lion King. What character does she voice?
Nala.
I heard a little help in the car. That's good stuff.
I got a little help.
That's all right. We love it. All the help you need. Let me bring Christian back in. Christian!
Okay. How did she do?
Christian got all 5 right.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Clearly excited.
All right. Number one, Metallica has re-released a children's book called The ABCs of Metallica. E.B. White wrote what children's book about a pig and a spider?
Oh, Charlotte's Web.
That's right. Kristen's still leading you 5-1. Number two, Jeff Bezos binge-watched Netflix's Stranger Things in one day. Eleven's favorite snack choice is a famous type of Kellogg's frozen waffle. What is it?
Eggo.
That's right. Kristen's still leading you 5-2. Number three, Diane Keaton revealed that she hasn't dated in 35 years. Name one other leading lady in the First Wives Club.
The First Wives Club. What is the First Wives Club?
It's a movie I'm sure you've never seen.
I'm going to go with somebody who's always on my Twitter feed for some strange reason, Bette Midler?
Bette Midler is correct.
Oh, boy.
Bette Midler and Goldie Hawn.
All right. Yeah, I would have never gotten that. Thanks, Bette Midler.
Number four, Kelly Clarkson urged Taylor Swift to re-record her old songs over the ownership drama with Scooter Braun. This actor screamed, "Kelly Clarkson!" in the movie The 40-Year-Old Virgin.
Yeah, waxing looks like it hurts. Steve Carell.
That's right. And number five, Beyonce hitting all the red carpets for The Lion King. What character does she voice?
Nala!
All right.
Woo!
Kristen, all right. He tied you with five, but what that does get you, because you got all five right, is we'll give you a $50 gift card, a Little Pop. How about that?
Oh, thank you.
All right. That's better than nothing, right?
Sure.
All right. That's great. Make sure you call back and challenge Raven, because you did a great job this morning.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Hold on the line. All right. We're going to have another shot for the cheat sheet. The first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at 5:30 this afternoon with Kevin Begley.
Good stories, good thoughts, good news. In a world filled with negativity, it's time to tell Anna and Raven something good. Tell me something good, Star 99.9.
Tell me something good, powered by Walnut Hill Community Church. I've been fortunate enough to work with Mikey's Way, and joining us, it's their CEO, Les Friedman. You guys have a big event coming up this Friday, July 19th, Beacon of Hope at Penfield Beach Pavilion in Fairfield. First of all, I think you need to talk about Mikey and why you started Mikey's Way.
I didn't start Mikey's Way. Mikey started Mikey's Way, and he did it using his Make-A-Wish. Mikey was my son. He was diagnosed with cancer the day after his 15th birthday. He decided to use his Make-A-Wish to start Mikey's Way, which gives out electronics, computers, laptops to children who are going through chemotherapy. And really any child that's really going through a life-threatening, debilitating treatment. And we go all over the country and we hand out these electronics. We've been doing it for 11 years.
Fantastic.
Mikey, like I said, started it when he was 15, and he passed when he was 19 and a half. We really just tried to pick up the mantle.
He's incredible. A lot of kids, you think about Make-A-Wish, they make their wishes, which are great. Of course, they can do anything they want, but the fact that he used his to help other children that were going through the same thing is pretty incredible.
It really is. And he, all around, was an amazing kid.
He was basically a genius.
He was pretty smart. He went on to Harvard. He did get to spend his full freshman year at Harvard. He passed in his second year at Harvard. But most importantly, he left an imprint that continues to grow today. We've serviced almost 8,000 kids so far. We've gifted them with, like I said, all these different kinds of electronics, and helped them get through a very difficult time in their lives.
Absolutely. Now, in order to provide all these electronics to these children, you need to be able to get money for them, which brings us to this Friday, Beacon of Hope at Penfield Beach Pavilion, which I believe is a fundraiser, correct?
Correct. It's one of two major fundraisers we do during the course of the year, the other one being our comedy night. But the Beacon of Hope, it really is a unique experience. It's a community effort. It's taking all of Fairfield and the surrounding areas and asking the restaurants in the area to come set up and give people a taste of what their favorite or number one dish is. It's right there on the water. We have a great band coming. They played last year, called ETA. Mm-hmm. Fantastic auction items. This year's auction items, in some cases, so different.
Like what? I need to know.
There are unique shopping experiences where they like literally close the store down. This is my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
It's a chance to feel what it's like to own a Lamborghini or a Ferrari or the new BMW i8.
How do you do that?
You get to have one of these three cars for a weekend.
That's pretty awesome.
You drive it any way you want.
If I put my dad in that Ferrari, I'm relatively certain he's never coming back. Ever. Ever.
Just to have the Lamborghini in your driveway.
Right.
Is enough.
Makes you sound pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
There. Yeah, it just takes a lot of pictures. So you got live music, great food, you're on the beach in the summer with all these fun auction items, raising money to help kids with cancer. I think it sounds like the perfect night out. What do you think?
When you say it, it sounds even better.
Yeah. Beacon of Hope, Penfield Beach Pavilion, this Friday night in Fairfield. Les, where do people go to find out more about Mikey's Way and this event?
Our website, which is mikeysway.org.
And save the date for November 2nd, because that's the big comedy night, which I believe I'm hosting again this year.
Yes, you are.
And it's always super fun. It really has become one of me and my husband's favorite events of the year, and all our friends always want to be the ones that are our dates to it. So we're looking forward to it again this year.
Thank you.
All right, mikeysway.org. More information about this Friday's Beacon of Hope, and save the date November 2nd for comedy night.